24 minutes till 4 o'clock downtown here on a Tuesday afternoon. Rich Kimble, Ryan Wainey with you till 6 o'clock tonight. Still to come, bit of a conversation with Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly. Eric Meehan of Bangor Wine and Cheese. Dennis Price, the good, bad, and ugly. And we'll play our movie game. Later in the week, Bryan Cranston. Say what? Yeah, Bryan Cranston. You might remember him. Breaking Bad, Malcolm in the Middle, Trumbo. He'll join us Thursday on the program live. Right now, we get on board the G&M Family Market phone line to talk with former Black Bear, former NFL player, and now the color analyst for TV broadcasts of University of Maine football, Mike DeVito. Mike, good afternoon.
Rich, how's it going, man? Thanks for having me on.
Fantastic, thanks. Moving furniture today? Is that what you were doing?
Yeah, so we closed on a house up in Milo this summer, and I don't know how your house is, Rich, but my wife is really like a organic freak, so everything has to be no chemicals, no nothing in the furniture. And so the only problem with that is it takes 3 years to get the furniture up to the, you know, for them to get it made and up to the house. And so we got the place in August, but now we finally got the furniture in October. Well, so I was up there getting everything moved in.
Nice, nice. You didn't have to do any of the heavy lifting, did you?
You know, it's funny because everybody looks at me and I think they expect me to help. I probably should have helped. Some of the stuff wasn't too heavy, though, so I kind of let the guys do it.
Well, Mike, let's talk about this Black Bear team, but first talk about, as a guy who played here at some of the best times in Maine football, talk about what you saw, that atmosphere on campus with the record crowd on Saturday.
Oh, Rich, that was incredible, man. I think we were talking before the game and some of the different types of crowds that have been there. I know you brought up the UNH game in 2013. Was it Northern Colorado?
Yeah.
Back in 2005. I mean, they've had some really good crowds, but that was really a special crowd in there. I'm so excited about what the school's doing. They're doing a great job of getting the program out there, getting people coming to the games, and really building a nice product. And so it's fun to be a part of it. It's really helped ease my transition out of the NFL. Because I get to kind of keep one foot in the door with the football program. And so I was really excited. I was excited with the win. It was a great game. And again, I respect the school, and I respect that community and that college so much. So it's great to see such a big crowd, a big turnout for that game.
And this young coaching staff are really getting it together. Three straight wins, played a very good football on Saturday. And as Joe was saying yesterday, he doesn't believe they played their best game yet. They seem these last 3 weeks to be getting better each week, which is just what you want to see.
Yeah, Rich, you know what? It's so funny because it really takes a resilient locker room to be able to get out of an 0-3 start and get back into the position they were in. I think about last year when I was in Kansas City, we started 1-5. And it doesn't matter how much talent you have, what excuses you can come up with, it is hard to get the morale back up to be able to go on that kind of run. And so there have only been, you know, very few locker rooms that I've been around that could have done that. So I can see it with the leadership, with, you know, obviously Carlton Creech and Jack Cosgrove at the top, and then Coach H all the way down. They just care about those guys so much. They've filled that locker room with great people. And you can tell they've really built a family in there because that's the only way you can do it. If those guys are going out there to play for themselves, they wouldn't have won these past three games. But they go out there, they're playing for each other, and you can see it. You can see the excitement on the sideline when guys are making plays. They've just done an incredible job, and you can tell that they're really coming together as a family. And that's how you do it. You know, talent only gets you so far, but when you're going out there and you're playing for your brothers on that field, boy, that's a fun thing to watch.
Mike, you know your defensive linemen certainly. Pat Ricard, is he a guy that we're likely to see on Sundays next year?
Oh, Rich, I'm jealous watching him. I'm jealous because, like, man, I wish I could have done that when I was a senior in college. He is just fun to watch. And, you know, he fits the mold of an NFL defensive lineman now to a T. When I was coming out, teams were running the ball a lot more. I mean, I was thinking even when we played New England in 2007, you know, Tom Brady and the Patriots were running 13 personnel and 22 personnel, you know, and pounding the rock, you know, 60% of the plays. And that's Tom Brady, you know. So the league was much more of a running league. Now it's totally flipped. I mean, 70% of the plays are out of 11 personnel, you know, with three wide receivers on the field. And so he fits the mold perfect because He's strong enough and explosive enough to hold up against the run and make plays against the run. But he's so long, and his rush skills are so refined already, even as, you know, even just as a senior in college. So, I mean, you see him, you saw him all game against Albany and really all year, how disruptive he is. And so I'm excited. I mean, if he's not an NFL player, I don't know who is.
We're talking with Mike DeVito here on Downtown. I was trying to remember, Mike, what was your last season at Maine? Was it 05?
2006.
Okay, so you were there. You remember that awful monsoon then down at Rhode Island.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, Rich, it was unbelievable. That might have been the sloppiest field I've ever played in. And you know what's so frustrating about that year, Rich, is we really had three games. If you look at Rhode Island, UMass, and then New Hampshire at home to finish, that all we needed to do was win one of them to get us into the playoffs. And we lost, you know, what was Rhode Island? 3-0 that we lost on a long field goal. And then UMass, we missed a field goal and lost 10-9. And then in New Hampshire, we lost in overtime. And so that year was so frustrating because we had such a good team. We were so close, and we just couldn't seem to get to that next level.
No,
but yeah, I do remember that game. That game was crazy.
And you had, I think, not only the best defense that Maine football's ever had, but I think that year you had the best defense in America.
You know, I'll tell you, Rich, it was impressive. If you look at the guys that were on that defense, I mean, you had four professional football players, and just a bunch of all-conference guys, and just from top to bottom, it was a great defense, and that's black hole style defense. I mean, that's just what the University of Maine is used to. But that was a fun year. It was fun to kind of have that on the resume as a player to have been part of, you know, one of the nation's best defenses.
So you're working on the TV broadcast with our friend Dan Hannigan. You're doing some high school games as well on both TV and radio. How's that transition gone for you into the broadcast booth?
Oh, Rich, I'll tell you. Well, first off, you and Bob Lucy, you guys make me look real bad. I listen to you guys, and then I'm like, man. But it's been tough. I'll tell you what. I think people think because you played, automatically you're going to be either a good coach or a good commentator. And some of the worst commentators and worst coaches I've been around are the ones that were former players. And so it's a totally different talent. It's really difficult. I really respect the way you and Bob do it because, I mean, I was listening to you guys doing the Delaware game, and you just bring the game to life, and I just haven't figured out how to do that. Especially I can be introverted, and it's hard for me to kind of get out of my skin a little bit and make it fun. And so I've been practicing it, working on it. You know, obviously it's still a work in progress, but I appreciate guys like you who are leading the way and, again, representing the University of Maine so well, which is why I really wanted to do it, because I want to try to give back as much as I can to a program that gave me so much.
Well, Mike, when you do it 50 years like I have, you know, then you'll be much better than I am if you do it as long as I have.
Rich, I had my head down on the table listening to you and Bob and just telling my wife, like, man, I am not very good at this. These guys are awesome.
You just be yourself, be the kind of guy you are, and we always knew you as the hardest working guy that ever played at Maine. I know anything you set your mind to, you're going to be great at, Mike.
Rich, I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, we appreciate you stopping by, and again, nice job getting out of moving that furniture today, and we'll see you up at the next home game.
Okay, don't judge me, though, Rich, all right? Next time I'll move it.
I never would. Thank you, Mike.
All right, see you, brother.
That's Mike DeVito here on Downtown. It's 3:45, making our way through it.